Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another live episode of the Butterfly Evolution Show. Tika and I want to thank you all for tuning back in with us. We've been disconnected from the show for, I think, 2 Mondays now, and I know that it is football season, so we want to just thank everybody for returning, and it's okay if you're going to watch football and listen to the show. I was just sharing with Tika that I was sending out the reminders, and one of our listeners sent me a message back and said, "That's right, Atlanta Falcons are about to play." And all I said was, "It's about to be showtime." So she was thinking I was talking about the Falcons game. So I thought that was really funny. So again, thank you all for tuning in. I just want to briefly let you all know that the chat line is about to be open. I'm going to open that up right now. If you all are listening by phone, remember you have to select the number 1 in order to make your comment or ask a question. If you are tuning in tonight online using the blogtalk.com site, you do have to be a registered follower of the show to submit a question by way of chat. You can certainly listen that way if you don't have a comment or a question, but you do have to be a registered follower in order to submit anything that way. We do suggest, if you've not already and you have the capability to do so, just to move forward with registering to be a follower of the show. That way, if you're out and about from time to time and you don't have access to call in, you can always listen from your phone. You can use your earpiece. You can listen from your phone, and you can still make or submit your questions and comments that way. So if you have not already, please do that. And it helps us as well, so to know who's registered and how we're growing and so forth. So if you have not, take the time to do that. Before going forward, I do just want to remind you all, if you have not, see that we do have some new numbers, some numbers that I'm not familiar with, and doesn't really mean that they're new people or first-time listeners, but if you have not already, we talk often about moving your trash can or anything in your home that you consistently go to. I just did that again recently, and I'm still amazed, no matter how much I say it, I'm still amazed at how many times I go back to where it used to be. Even if I moved it to a new location and then I got used to it being there, now I'm going back to that old location. So what that continues to do for me is just to remind myself, to remind me of how quickly we can get in a routine, which is so relevant to tonight's topic, because getting in a routine, I think you're cutting off sometimes strength, areas where you could grow. And I think it's so easy to get in those routines and get stuck with the same people, with the same things, because that's what you are used to. So do that. If you have not already, do that and allow your kids to get used to just change, because as we've indicated before, days change, seasons change. The years change, the months change. So many changes happen that are out of our control, and they're going to continue to do so. Life will happen, and you have to be able to adapt. You have to be strong-willed, and we're not talking really about physical tonight, and we'll get more into that, but you have to have a survival will. You have to be strong-minded, emotionally strong, fit with the word, and just know that you have already survived. So that's what this show is about tonight. So I challenge you all to just take the time to do that if you have not already. The lines are open for you all that have any questions or comments. Remember, you don't have to wait until the end of the show. You can come in at any time and voice your opinion or ask your question. So just remember that. I was just sharing with Tika, I'm having a little difficulty with my computer tonight, so I'm gonna have to kind of flip back and forth, so you may find that some of my responses are a bit delayed, but can't do anything about technology. I'm really just kind of, I have been having some very tough times with technology, and I'm just wondering if I'm eventually going to get my wish. Been telling people that I want to go somewhere where there's no phones, no internet, no emails, no nothing. So I keep wondering if God's just going to make that place be here and just totally disconnect me, because I have two computers open right now, and I'm having trouble with both of them. So, and I'm not doing anything different than I've always been doing. So be patient with me if I seem a little delayed, but I'm having to kind of flip back and forth, checking the chat line, checking the studio line, and going back to my notes, which typically I usually will have them printed out. So that being said, tonight's topic is about the strong will survive. And initially, Tika and I were saying only the strong will survive. And I just could not, for whatever reason, seem to wrap my head around, I guess, get a thought process of where I personally would go. Tika seemed to have it and ran off with it pretty quickly, but I just could not wrap my thoughts around it. And I think it's mostly because I see so many of us being stronger than we really give ourselves credit to be, and I see so many of, and this actually was shared to me the other night when I was having dinner with a friend. She said that that she thinks so many weak people are surviving by strong people. So there's so many things that you can relate to this, and so many things that tie into it, particularly in today's world, because there's so much going on. And I think many people, many of us, rather than dealing with things, we've allowed ourselves to kind of set up this facade and appear to be strong. We're not sharing things that we go through, thinking that we're the only person going through them, or we feel like there's going to be some stigma attached to it, or we are going to be judged. And some of that may be true, but it's really irrelevant, because not sharing and not really being honest about where you are in your life does not allow you to grow, and certainly you're not the only person going through anything. You know, the word tells us there's nothing that you have gone through, will go through, that someone else has not. It's just that we continue to hold on to things, which does us no good, and then the people that are in our circle, they think we're okay, so they move about. They don't stop and say, hey, what can I do? How can I help? And in most cases, if we do that, we'll find that those people that we go to, then they will open up to us and share some of the things that they're going through that we may find we're a little bit stronger in, and we can help them. So that's you know, Tika and I talked last night a little bit more and tried to get a perspective from each other as to where we would go with this and how. And Tika was just sharing that it's basically a motivational, which most of our topics are, hopefully. But this really, we want you to realize how strong you are. Not physically, we're not per se talking about physical strength, because we all know, and I was thinking about this today and I didn't get to share it with Tika, but we all know that, you know, just because you're the bigger person doesn't mean even physically you can overcome, you can defeat me, because mind, like Tika was saying, mind over matter, yesterday. So you can out-time someone, you can continue. So not just physical, we're talking about the emotional, the mental strength that you need to survive in this world today. There's so much going on that we cannot control, as I said earlier. There's so much changing that you have no control over. The only thing you have control over is how you adapt to your changes, how you perceive them. And as far as strength, for me, in my notes, I don't know how I got to this point, but I just remember writing that, you know, survival, I feel like I've already survived. No matter what has happened to me thus far, no matter what happens going forward, I feel like defeated or being defeated is not part of my makeup or more my vocabulary, because I choose just not to be defeated. I can't be a child of God and feel like this world will defeat me. So survival, I'm already there, and I hope you all feel the same. And if you don't, then you need to kind of realize where you are. Whose child are you? We belong to the Most High. So defeated, we are survivors. It's just a matter of knowing your worth and knowing your strengths, and being able and having faith in them, having faith in you and God's word, who you are through Christ. So before going any deeper into mine, Tika, do you want to kind of open up with your thoughts and where you're going to go with it tonight? And I'm going to check the lines while you're doing that.
Okay, I do, Tammy. Hey, Tammy, hello to all our listeners and followers who, you know, really been a part of being one with Butterfly Evolution. But I want to just start off with saying that it's amazing that since Tammy and I have been doing this show, I seem to have gone through a totally different type of challenges, even though a challenge is a challenge. My challenges have almost, in a sense, changed its level. And I believe that Tammy's her circumstances, her life walk with God, it's changed so greatly for the both of us. But I believe it's amazing. I guess it's a blessing in disguise, because with this being something that we have a desire to do in being a voice of encouragement for others, it's amazing. In order to do that, you have to be a voice of encouragement for yourself. So a lot of times I find that, you know, I may call Tammy, and it's amazing the challenges that we go through that seem to just surmount the challenges that we used to go through. But I just want to, again, thank our listeners and know that, like Tammy says, we don't profess to have it all together. And sometimes when we're doing a show, we are going through a very great challenge in our own personal lives. But like all of our shows, aim is simply to persevere no matter what. Where I went with the show, we were talking about the strong will survive, but I had in my concept and my addition to the show was only the strong will survive. And the reason I broke it down with only the strong will survive is because I put it in a category of metaphors. I put it in metaphors to make it somewhat simple, but I'll just start off with strong, okay? We know that to be strong, physical strength, we know what that means. We know what it looks like. It's having muscle and it's looking and being powerful. But like Tammy says, we're not talking about physical strength, but mental strength. And mental strength is having more intellect and the power. And strong in that way is striking or superior of its kind. It's not mild or weak. It's not easily injured or disturbed. It's not easily subdued or taken. Strong also has synonyms meaning stout, sturdy, stalwart, tough, and tenacious. Stout suggesting the ability to endure stress, pain, and hard things without giving way to it. Sturdy implies strength derived from vigorous growth. Stalwart suggests an unshakable dependability. Tough implies a great firmness and resilience. And tenacious suggests strength in seizing, retaining, clinging to, or holding together. Now, all of these words don't apply the physical, but apply the mental in what all of these words mean. And when I say only the strong survive, I'm meaning that a person who possesses the things that I just mentioned, there is no way a person like that will fail, will fall down and not be able to get back up, will get knocked down and will not be able to push through no matter what obstacle they're facing. When I said that the strong will survive, I meant, I'm going to just give a simple metaphor. When you see a bodybuilder and you see how strong they are, they intentionally and they purposely work their bodies out. They work their bodies out and they build up. They use weights. They use resistance weights. They use, you know, they c- consistently increase the amount and the level and the weight. They consistently increase it to build that muscle. And so when I take the metaphor of knowing that when that person goes to the gym or when they work out building those muscles in their body, they apply weight. They have to apply weight in order to build that muscle. They have to use different levels of resistant weights to build those muscles. And when I take that metaphor and apply it to real life, the weight that comes on us and the resistance that we usually are faced with, the things that we come against, it's us pushing through, building our what I would call mental muscle, our mental strength, something that has to build. It is not something that just naturally you have it, just like a bodybuilder. We have muscle in our body, but it's when you build it, it's when you work it out, it's when you purposely put time and effort into building it. And so that's the same with our mental muscle and, of course, tied to our faith. It builds. It builds over time, and resistance causes it to build. Weight causes it to build. And also I put in the metaphor when I said only the strong survive, I meant that in a way also with meaning that some of the most well-known hospitals, they have some of the top doctors. That's someone who wasn't the weakest in his class, or that wasn't someone who said as a kid, I want to be a doctor, but then decided to give up and quit and not follow through with it. He kept on and kept on until he became one of the top doctors. In law firms, some of the top lawyers, they have some of the best attorneys, but it wasn't through someone who decided, okay, I want to go to school for law, but then when he got in a class and saw what it truly entailed, he decided, I don't want to be this. I don't want to do this. I want to quit. Some of the best and most well-known restaurants, when those owners wanted to put together a restaurant and hire some of the best chefs, they didn't get started and then realize, oh, you know what, this is more, I bit off a little bit more than I can chew, so I really don't want to do this. No, when I say that only the strong survive, I'm meaning that it takes a certain level, mind level, a certain mentality, a certain mental perseverance to push through no matter what type of form of odds you're up against. So those well-known restaurants, those top high-end law firms, the hospitals with the greatest and the most educated and the most the best, some of the best well-equipped doctors, they consist of people who have a level of perseverance in them that I know for a fact, it doesn't matter what they come up against, I believe they have the mindset that they refuse to give in, they refuse to quit. When I say only the strong survive, I mean not that a weak person can't do something, but weak people don't survive. A weak mindset will not push through. A weak spirit or weak faith cannot stand the test of time. Weakness implies not only are you vulnerable, but you do not succeed or you cannot achieve whatever it is that you go after. So when I say only the strong survive, it's from that standpoint. And I also use the second metaphor when we think of some of our top athletes. You know, we all know Michael Jordan. He didn't get to the place that he became the household name through having weak faith, a weak belief in himself. It came through mental strength. He refused to quit because had he quit, we wouldn't know who he is. Tyler Perry, had Tyler Perry quit when he was faced with all of those numerous adversities, and he's shared it with us in several things, and you see it in his work all of the time, it didn't come from him quitting, because had he quit, had he decided when he was homeless, had he decided, you know what, I'm just going to throw in the towel, I just can't make it, we wouldn't know who he is today. But it's people like that that come back and have a story to tell, and not only do they have a story to tell, but they come back and they give you or they give someone, whether you're the underdog or whether you've just had a very, you know, triumphant trying childhood, it doesn't matter what you've had, when you actually see someone and they can explain to you what mountains and obstacles they had to climb, and when you see not only did they make it or made it out of that position where it was, they made it out well, and they've done well for themselves. And, of course, they didn't do well for themselves in their own power. Of course, it was with the help and strength of God. But when I say only the strong survive, I'm meaning that when I look at some of the most strong-minded, strong-willed people, whenever someone asks them, what pushed you on? What? How did you get here? I hear almost every last one of them say without a shadow of doubt, I didn't want to quit. They asked them, what would you tell the next person or what type of advice would you give to someone else? And they always say, don't quit. Never quit. Never throw in the towel. Never throw your hands up. Never say, I can't take it anymore. Because, like Tammy said, we are stronger than we think we are. And a lot of times when we try to go after something and we don't succeed in it, we'll sit and classify ourselves as a failure. And once we classify ourselves as a failure, we wind up putting ourselves in a box that society doesn't necessarily put us in, but a lot of times we put ourselves in a box. Or if society does put you in a box, you hop in there and decide to get in there and stay, when that's not your identity. Your identity is not to get in a box or stay in a box that someone tries to put you in, or even label yourself as a certain type of classification, a failure. Because whatever you fail in, if you failed at it, you go about doing it a different way, or you try another road, or you try a new avenue. You go about it a different way, because no matter what, if you keep trying, you will win. Winners become winners because they didn't quit. They didn't give up. They didn't let go. They didn't just lay down and let life tear them down. They, whatever it was they wanted, they kept going. They kept pushing through. A lot of times when we sit back and see the people, whether it's on the screen or whether it's the doctors in the hospital, or whether it's just the regular people that we work with, or CEOs to the company that you may work for, a lot of times we'll sit and look or think that, oh, well, you got it good, or you got it like this because you make this type of income and you live in this kind of house and you drive this. But we have no idea of the road that led them there, the steps that they had to take, the blood, sweat, and tears that they had to put into studying and doing those exams and failing those tests. I'm pretty sure it was tests that they failed, but they took it again until they passed. There was a guy that came to our church, and he was I totally forgot his name. I have it in my notes, but I don't have it in my notes for the show. But he wanted to be a Navy SEAL, and it wasn't just being in the military, but in order to be a Navy SEAL, it's levels that you have to go through, not only just going through the levels of becoming a Marine and becoming a captain and then becoming a colonel. Once you decide to go that route, you start back over as a grunt again. So he had to start back at the beginning, even though he had made it to the top of one classification in the military. And he said it's like he had to go through three different settings or levels in order to get to where he was. But had he stopped at the first one, he would have never made it to that level of being a Navy SEAL. And then I see also in kids, you know, pushing through and persevering. I have a daughter that she went out for softball, and I'm going to share her story. I don't think she'll mind because we talked about it, and I told her that I was going to share a story. But she wanted to go out for softball, never played softball ever in her life. But now, since there's a lot of things in our lives that gives her more freedom and more capability of participating in extracurricular activities, she wanted to do softball. And I said, okay, well, we're going to do softball. The one thing we didn't expect was that the counselor, the counselor is the one that gets her signed up for her classes. When she went to sign up for her classes, we didn't expect the counselor to tell her, oh, well, you want to play softball? Well, have you ever played softball before? And when my daughter said no, the counselor looked at her and said, oh, well, these girls have been playing since they were 3 years old. So if you hadn't been playing for about that long, there's really no need to try out for it because you have to take the class. If you're going to take the, if you're going to do the sport, you have to take the class along with the sport. And if you try it and you don't make it, then I have to take you out of this class and rearrange this and go about doing your schedule like this and changing everything around. And so it was very shocking to me that she would throw out that type of discouragement to my child. But then in turn, you know, it was shocking. But then again, I guess sometimes you don't expect people to still throw out that type of pessimism. You know, you don't expect it, but I guess sometimes you just have to. But no matter what, I'm going to encourage my child no matter what. I know my daughter's never played. But I told my daughter, whatever it is you want to do, you can do it. If you put your mind to it and if you don't quit, you can do it. And my daughter says, well, she told me that I couldn't. I said, okay, it doesn't matter what she said. Who are you? I tell my child, my children know that they are a child of the Most High. So even though somebody says you can't, that person doesn't know what you are capable of. So I have to speak power and life into my children because the rest of the world, and it's going to be other people that's going to try to snatch power and snatch life from my children. So I'm going to speak it back into them. So when I told my daughter, okay, now we're going to tell this counselor that you want to play no matter what. So when my daughter let the counselor know, you know you said it really wouldn't be a good idea for me to do it, but I want to do it anyway. And so my daughter, she tried out for the softball team. She would come home. It was days that she would come home, and I would see her face looking really down, and I'm like, what's wrong? She said, well, my numbers weren't that great today, or we had to run today, and it was supposed to be 9 minutes, and I didn't finish until 13 minutes, and I can't throw as well as the other girls, and I can't throw as fast as the other girls, and it's obvious that they've played and I haven't. And I just said, okay, well, you just keep trying. I said, you don't know what God is going to do through you. I said, you just keep trying. You just don't quit. Then she came home and told me that one of the other girls that, you know, was kind of on the same level as her, wasn't quite as good as the other girls, she decided to quit. She says, well, I'm not going to do this. I'm just going to quit. And my daughter says, she says, so I thought I might just quit too. I said, no, we don't quit. We don't quit. I said, you'll never win if you quit. You just got to keep on going. I said, you don't know if you're going to make it or not. I said, but what you will know for sure is that you won't make the team if you quit. That's a guarantee. But I says, but if you keep trying, there's a stronger possibility that you will make it. And so my daughter, she just kept on going. She come home, she look a little sad. I give her a kiss. I give her a pick-me-up, and I'm like, girl, you're going to be just fine. You're going to be fine. You're going to make it. And so several more weeks went by, and then she came home on a Thursday, and she had this little peaceful smile on her face. And I said, what happened? She said, Mommy, I made the team. When I tell you, nothing gave me greater joy than that one moment and realizing that my child didn't quit. And not only did she not quit and make it on something that the counselor in the school told her, if you hadn't been playing since you were three, don't even try. The coach of the team came up to my daughter and said, you know, I know that you haven't played this sport before. I know that this is new to you. And he says, and I know that you need a little work. I see that you need a little work. He says, but what I see in you, I admire what I saw in you. He says, you never quit. I saw you push through, and I saw you persevere, even though it was hard. And he says, I've been watching you. And he says, and we can use somebody like you on this team because you refuse to quit. To me, that is huge because she is 16, and he saw that tenacity in her refusal to quit. And if you got that in you, you can voice that to somebody else. When someone else says, oh, I can't do this no more, my daughter will be able to say, yes, you can. You're stronger than you think you are. She'll be able to speak that power to somebody else because she has that power within in herself. It's a whole lot easier to do it when you have it within. So that's my men, and that's the part that I'm bringing to the show when I say only the strong survive because had my daughter quit, we know. We all know. It's a guarantee. It's check it off the list. We know she wouldn't have made it. But she made the team because she didn't quit. And whatever team you want to play on, whatever career you want to be in, whatever choice, whatever it is you want to do in life, whatever it is, if that's God's will for you, what's for you is for you. And if you persevere, And if you refuse to quit no matter what, you can't throw in a few things of saying, well, if this happens, I'll quit, or if this happens, I'll quit. No, it doesn't matter what it is. When you say that nothing will cause me to quit, you will win. You will win if you don't quit.
Okay. Wonderful story, Tika. I remember Tika told me that story, and for those of you who know me, you know I wanted to call the counselor. I just wanted to take a trip.
Yes, you
because
did.
That to me is just unacceptable, particularly coming from a counselor. So totally unacceptable, and I wanted to be on the next flight out or the next call to that counselor, because we cannot discourage our students that way, our children in any way, particularly those who are in that particular role, who have a great deal or can have and should have a great deal of influence on children, because there is a better way to have handled that. And I think that was totally handled incorrectly. And if I was Tika, I still would have a sit-down conversation with her so that no other children are exposed to that, because as you all know, a number of our parents, most of our parents, are not standing up for children today, and that they're not making sure that they are provided what they need, even moral support. So not every child, you know, it very well could have happened differently. If Tika had said, okay, well, maybe you shouldn't go out, or nothing at all, then, you know, this lesson would not have been learned. And I'm sure it is a great lesson for her child. So thankful that Tika shared that. Our lines are open, and I do want to just, I think we have a caller. I'm going to just check this real quick here. I know that sometimes, I'm going to check real quick just to make sure I didn't get a message back. Okay, I do have, I'm going to go ahead and bring Stacy in with us. Stacy, you're on the air with us. How are you tonight? Stacy?
I'm here.
How are you?
Good.
Hello, Stacy.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you ladies doing tonight?
Doing We're wonderful.
Good.
How are you?
I'm good. So tonight's topic is Strong Will Survive, right?
Right.
Strong
yes.
Will Survive. Okay. I guess I'm just going to give, like, a little personal life experience, just a little bit, for those who know me, like Miss Tammy. You know, I've been through a lot as a young child growing into become a young adult. And, you know, every day I look at it and I wake up and I see that I'm blessed. So that being one, I feel like I'm waking up and I know I'm not giving up on myself and what I have to do as a young woman to progress in life. You know, I'm learning every single day. So what I'm trying to survive, I'm, you know, using the techniques in life to survive. Because, I mean, if I was out in the jungle, of course I would learn how to build a fire or shelter, you know, those techniques to survive. You know, but most importantly, I look at myself like I don't want to give up on myself, nor do I want to give up, like, on my family or my friends who have high expectations for me. You know, I'm the type of person, you know, I care about what my family thinks, and I care about how, you know, my friends, you know, how they think. But at the end of the day, they're not going to be the person who judge me, you know. So in all of that, I look at myself like I can't let myself down, knowing that I've gone through all of this, and life at such a young age has given me curveballs and, you know, has knocked me off my feet. But as, you know, women and as men, our survival techniques are, you know, we might be down at one point in our lives, but that's not going to be the end. Like, you can't allow yourself to stay there long, because, I mean, every day you're waking up, every day you're blessed, every day you're seeing something, like, new blessings that are coming your way. It's the point where you say you give up or you don't want to do this anymore, that's when you let go of your survival techniques, because then you don't want to defend for yourself. And I know, like, every day if you stay in constant prayer with God and you ask him for forgiveness or to be obedient to him, and have him constantly remind you that, you know, you're going to be okay. I'm allowing you to wake up. I'm allowing you to see the blessings that I have in store for you. So in that sense, you are being strong and you're using your techniques in life to survive. I'm done.
Thanks, Stacey.
So don't give up.
I so agree. And Stacey, before you leave, I just want to say for you all, and you know, Stacey has been listening for quite a while now, and she's right. Stacey, I mean, if you all heard Stacey's story, I promise you that it would give you strength. Would give you you would just not think about any of the things that you have gone through. And to see her persevere and come out and come through with such faith and such will to move forward has blessed me. In my, you know, to be 44, she is, you know, less than half my age. She's still young, and I tell her often that I wish that I was searching for God, and I know maybe searching is not the word to say, but pursuing God in a way that she is, because when she's 44, life will be so different for her. When she's 30, life will be so different for her, because she is establishing that relationship with God and building her future, so to speak. She's walking in the will of God, and she's choosing to do it. She's wanting to do it. And so to see her persevere and to say, I am not my past. I am not what this world tells me I am. She's choosing to belong to the Most High and expect to know what's on the other side, what's in front of her. So in seeing that, it motivates me more as a 44-year-old. I wish I had that, but I'm at a place now where, again, it's not about my past. It's about where I am today and where I will move forward. And that's the kind of strength we're talking about tonight. You know, the kind of strength Tika mentioned, Tyler Perry. You know, a lot of people would have been homeless in their car and not, they would have given up on making movies. You know, they would have just, okay, this is not going to work. That's what this is about. It is about those, of course, Tika mentioned the attorneys and the doctors and so forth. It is about, if you lose all that, if you lose that status, will you keep your strength? Will you be able to contain your strength and say, okay, I've lost all that, but I still am who I am. I still have a future. You know, that strength, that perseverance that gets you there, that got you there, but also that perseverance that says, it's not my makeup. It doesn't make me me. My status doesn't make me me. My strength, my will to move forward beyond my circumstances. As a matter of fact, not even adapt to your circumstances. No, like we said, change happens. Life happens. But it's that strength that says, I welcome the change. I'm moving my trash can. And although I may go back to where it was, I know it's not there. The same with us. You may find yourself going back to a place or a person that you know, Tika and I were talking about, depletes who you are as a person. You have to remember, if you go back to where the trash can was, certainly you should not throw the trash there, because it's not going to go in the trash can. So when you go back to a place and you know, this place is not for me, I am not who I was when I was in this place, I am not who I was when I was with this person. You need to make a choice and pick up that strength and move from it. Go put the trash where the trash can is. Don't stay where it was. And again, our mind takes us back there because we're so accustomed to not changing and accustomed to just getting comfortable in what we know, even when and if it is bad for us. And that's when we have to pick up our strength, pick up the will of God, pick up God's word, pick up his promises and say, my strength come from whom? I can do all things through whom? And that's the kind of strength, no matter where you are, no matter what job you have, no matter what you've gone through, no matter where you come from, that's the kind of strength that will make you not quit believing in who you are and knowing where God is wanting to take you. That strength. Again, I feel like survival, I'm already there. Does that mean every day of my life is pleasant? Absolutely not. I have my days. I have my moments. I just had a whole month, I feel like, which is one reason, you know, Teek and I decided last week I just cannot, and other reasons, I was traveling for work as well, so I was gone. But even if I was not had not had travel for work, I felt just depleted. I felt emotionally, spiritually depleted. And I had to just step back. Today was one of my better days or one of my best days I've had in probably 2 weeks. And I welcome in sharing that to you because we need to know you're going to have those days. But am I going to stay there? Absolutely not. I cannot allow myself to stay there. I have to say, put your pity party aside, pick up your trash can, and let's go to where you moved it. And if I hadn't moved it, I need to move it because I need to move from that place. So I had to pick up my strength. And I had to share some of the things that I was feeling with some people. Ironically, they were going through some of the same stuff. Even Tika. I found out that Tika had just been kind of sitting there going through a few things and not wanting to call and share it with me, and me not wanting to call and share it with her because she has her things that she's going through. And here we are basically kind of going through some of the same things, just feeling a sense of depletion.
Depletion.
Yeah,
that's
so, but
perfect
if we pick
word.
The phone and say, listen, I just need you to listen. Whatever you think about it, I don't care. I just need somebody to hear. And then, lo and behold, and we had another listener, you know, kind of was going through the same thing. So it's like it doesn't mean that some days you're not going to need some of my strength or some days I'm not going to need some of yours. We all are different. We all possess our own strengths or things that we are stronger in. So when we share, it allows those people to, I guess, it allows their strength to manifest. Because, see, we can't all have it all. I'm not strong in every area. But where I'm weak, you may be strong. And if I tell you what's going on, then you can help me through that and vice versa. So let's not hold on to our weaknesses. Let's focus on our strengths. And wherever I'm weak, I'm okay. I'm just going to let that stay there because I know you got me here. You are stronger here. But we're so self-seeking and want to be perfect in every area until we're missing the areas that we are strong in and the places that God wants us to be, our purpose. So no matter how late you think it is, no matter how weak you think you are, because if we all just really put it on the line, we would be doing different things if we knew our strength. If we really had confidence in our strength and in our God, we would really be doing some different things. We would get out there and we would be Tyler Perry, who I'm just amazed by. If you've never heard him speak about his will to do his purpose, because that man really has a purpose in this place, and he's not done yet. But if you hear, you could just you see and you feel the grace and mercy of God on his life and in his life, you know. And it didn't matter what his circumstances ever looked like. I do believe that he never lost sight of God, that he always saw his purpose. And he always had faith in God's purpose and in God's will for his life. And many of us right here today, including me, we're sitting on some things that God has without a doubt that God has told you to do, but you doubt your own strength, which means you certainly doubt what God can assist you through, what he can give you the strength to do. And I'm saying it, including me. I think about things. There's so many things that God has put in my mind to do, and I'll get going on it, and I'll let a no say, okay, well, maybe I didn't hear it, when I really should just keep going. I met a lady on Saturday while out yard selling, and she asked me to read a book, and I believe it's The Slight Edge. I have to look that up and tell you before. But she says that no matter what, keep doing something every day towards your purpose and towards whatever you feel God has told you to do. You should be working towards it no matter what, no matter the no's, no matter if God tells you to go work on it and it's raining outside, you need to go. You need to get out there. Keep doing something for and towards your purpose. That doesn't mean you have to stop right here and do nothing over here, but keep going. Keep it moving. So that is the strength that we are talking about tonight. We're hoping that you pick up wherever you are, no matter your age, no matter your shoulda, woulda, couldas that we talk about. What strength do you possess now? Because if you don't possess it, guess where it comes from? You possess it. You just have not owned up to it. You've not allowed it to manifest in your life, and you don't have the faith. And again, y'all, I'm talking to myself too. So again, like Tika said, don't think that we sit here and we are everything is so right in our lives. I take joy in being able to identify where I'm still weak. And mm-hmm. there's a lot of areas. But am I going to let that stop me? No. Just like I just said, I had to pick myself up. Today was one of my best days in a long time. Best days in a very long time. Because, again, just felt depleted, spiritually depleted and so forth. So, Stacey, I didn't mean to get so off, but, again, I just wanted to be sure that you know you inspire me because you give me strength. When I think about you and I think about all that you've come from, you give me strength. And so does Tika. I mean, I think about, you know, just Tika, and I hope she doesn't mind me sharing this. She said, I feel like I get to the top of one mountain thinking I've made it, and I see another mountain that I got to climb. And consistently I keep running into people that are just hurting. They don't know their strength. They don't have faith in where they're going because no one is saying, listen, I went through that too. No one's saying, I'm going through that now. Let's help each other. So they feel isolated. They feel like it's just me. So I'm just going to play the game that everyone else is playing, that I'm strong and everything's okay, when inside mm-hmm. they're dying. So, Stacey, keep it up. I admire your strength. I admire your faith. And all I ask you to do is keep going and remember to try to grab everybody that you can your age and just bring them along with you because we have a lot of hurting adults, which means that our children are not being fed properly as well. They're not seeing us have our faith and manifest our strength. So, Stacey, keep up your good work. Keep listening to us. Keep sharing and keep bringing what you're going through because it does help and people really do listen.
In that note of you saying that, I was going to tell you later, but I've been thinking about trying to go to conferences to see about being a motivational speaker, and you know why.
Yeah. I think it's a great idea, and I think for our listeners, you know, maybe one day Stacey will share some things. But again, you know, it's kind of hard to share life because, as you've heard me say, in sharing life, you sometimes have to include some people that you don't know if they're ready or can handle that, and so. You have to be very mindful of what you share and when you share it. But I believe that one day Stacey will be on a platform sharing a lot of things and helping a lot of people get through some things because of her perseverance, because of her story, and because of her faith, and because her desire to still trust God, to still know that all these things that I've gone through, that I still know that you are my God, that you are my Father, you are my strength. She's never, you know, given up. That's why she's here. There's some bad days, of course. There's some times she's felt like it, of course. But she's here because her strength, that strength that Tika was talking about, that strength to persevere against all odds, strength that she gave her baby, Tika gave her baby to say, you know, I'm going to go out. I'm going to, whatever may be, but I'm going to try out. And now she's on the team. So it's that what we want you to take from this show tonight. We want you to be motivated tomorrow. We want you to do something tomorrow that you never thought you would do. If it's as simple as go somewhere and eat lunch by yourself. I challenge every person, especially women, go somewhere by yourself that you typically would not go. I'm amazed at the number of women that just won't go eat by themselves. or to a movie by themselves. Something that you would not do. Start stepping out. Challenge your mind. Challenge your faith. Challenge your own strength. In doing that, you are trusting God and allowing God to manifest in your life, which means you're going to open up new doors. You're going to welcome change. People need to see that. People that are not God-fearing people, people that are not, they need to see us as believers persevering through even the most. It doesn't mean that we want to well, I shouldn't say we don't want to, but that doesn't mean that we're not going to have some trials and tribulations. We are. If not us, then who? We are the equipped. We should be the equipped. We should be able to walk through those things with peace and perseverance and know that this is for y'all. Because I know I'm a survival. Like I said, this is for you. This is for you all. This is God is using me to bring. God is being glorified through this. You know, whatever is going on, we should just be like water and oil because we are survivors already. We can't lose. And I'm talking to myself, y'all, because again, I had to pick myself up. I had to say this enough of this. And Tika mm-hmm. can attest to it, and so can one of our other callers, but keep waiting for her to come in to share some things tonight. But, I mean, I was just like, I'm just ready to throw in the towel. I'm just sick of people. I'm sick of mess. I'm sick of everybody and everything. But I'm okay now. And you have to go through it. I do. Well, I don't say everybody does, but I know I do every now and then. I shouldn't say that because I'm not going to say that. I could just do some things, but that's what we're talking about tonight. So, again, Stacey, I don't want to hold you. Thank you. And our lines are open for those of you who have or want to make a comment or have some additional questions. But that's kind of where we're going with this tonight. I'm going to check the chat line real quick. And Tika and Stacey, if you have anything else to add while I'm checking the chat line, please feel free to do so.
Okay. Can I say something? Tika, did you have something to say?
Yes. No, go ahead, Stacey.
Okay. Lately, I have been thinking of the topic of sisterhood. I can't remember her. What was her name? The guest speaker.
Acosta.
Yeah. I've been thinking about, like, her approach on sisterhood, and I do think it is something that we lack. Because I heard you say you would call Tika or you guys would go weeks without talking and be like, well, why haven't you called me or why didn't you call me when you were down? I tend to do the same thing with my best friend. And it's amazing that we forget who our best friends, our sisters are, the one who we can go and share about anything with, who can help us through these times where we feel down. And feel like we can't, you know, we need some kind of energy from her to lift me up. And I'm pretty sure she needs the same energy from me to lift her up on some of those aspects in life. I just think it's hilarious that we sometimes we go through so much, but we don't connect to the person we know can help us through these things. And those are our sisters and those are our brothers who we can share anything with. Yet when we feel down or we feel like we're going through something, that's when we kind of distance ourselves from them.
Why do you think we do that, Stacey, if you don't mind me asking? Why do you think you do it? Because, I mean, I'm guilty of that, too. I'm so guilty of that. I'm one that I want everybody to come if they're hurting. I want to be able to help you and talk it through. So why do you do that? And then if you can, why do you think we do that, particularly women, when we do know that there are people there that love us and will listen and not judge? Why do you think we do that, more so women? Because men are a totally different story because they don't share a lot anyway. But women, since we're talking about the sister circle, and things like that. Why do you do it, and then why do you think other women do it?
I think the reason why I do it is because, you know, sometimes if you're going through an issue and you have your sister tell you something that you might not want to hear, it's kind of, you know, it's like one of those I've told you so's, and you're not ready to hear that from your sister who knows you best. So you try to avoid that, or that's how I feel. I try to avoid the I told you so. So I kind of distant myself from that I told you so. And then when I'm back on the level where I'm okay to talk to her, to hear the I told you so, that's when we go through that, oh, well, you know, I could have helped you through that time, or you could have helped me through this time. It's the I told you so aspect. I don't want to hear it at that time where I'm at the bottom.
And, do you also think that it's possible that, because I guess I was thinking more of while we're going through it, before we get to the point where the I told you so would come. And I really think as friends, the I told you so, really, we should kind of learn to minimize that and be a little less judgmental, because, yeah, you know, and so if you have friends that are telling you I told you so, I'm not saying that that never should be, but consistently, you know, your friends should never want to continue to say I told you so. But I know sometimes I think we don't go to people sometimes because we, in a sense, know the answer and know, know the truth, and we don't really want to hear that because we want to stay where we are for a little while. And then sometimes it's about, sometimes it's like the strong people, and this is one reason I think I was having a difficult time with this topic, because I feel like the true, in some cases, I shouldn't say only, but in some cases, the truly strong people, they in many cases, on a society level, they're not looked upon as having the most strength, and some of the strongest people have not elevated to where they should be if it was based on being strong. And that's where I was really taken by the young lady that I was out eating with, and she said, I think a lot of weak people are surviving by strong people. And Tika and I kind of talked about that last night, but I think a lot of times we feel like since I'm the person that people always come to, who am I going to go to? So that goes back to that circle. When you get to a point in a place where you are the person that everybody goes to, you need to kind of, don't say so, leave them that circle behind, but adventure into change, new things, because now you need to go, be able to go somewhere and be fed. You need to go somewhere and be able to say, for instance, Stacey, you may form a circle of young people because of your age. You're really young. Like I said, you're half our age. But it may get to a point where if that group of young ladies is always coming to you because they feel Stacey's strong, Stacey can do this, she has did this, she gets through this, okay. But as I just said, as strong as people think I am, and some, for whatever reason, a lot of people just seem to think I'm so strong, but there are days and times where I feel so weak and so depleted. And those are the times when I need to be able to call someone who is far beyond me, who I see as so strong, like some people may see me. That's what we need to make sure that we have in our lives. Now, that being said, I have those people in my life, but I don't always call them. Why? I have no idea. Maybe you just don't want to bother them. So that's another lesson for me tonight. I have those people. And as I come here just about every Monday telling you guys to do this, I have those people in my life. But sometimes I'll just lay here and go and just go through it and know that I'm going to come out of it, but I'm not going to bother them. I'm not going to bother. There's some things I will, that sometimes it just gets to the point I can't in some things, but I need to practice more even just saying, I need to talk. I just need to get this off of me. So you, Stacey, like, you need someone that you can go to. We all need that. We all need some platform, some person, some organization, something always that we can go to. But we most cases we have that, we just need to make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
So, Tika, you got something to add to that? We said so much, you probably do, I'm sure.
Nope. I don't know. I mean, you guys filled it in. You said it all.
You said it all. But in finishing what you're saying, you have to have somebody to go to. When you have someone that you can trust, meaning that you can tell them anything, and you know that person will not judge you. That person has a love to help you. That person doesn't have any hidden motives or any hidden agenda to any form of envy, any form of jealousy. There's nothing in that whatsoever. So this is a partner. This is another believer. This is another person that you can trust wholeheartedly. This is an accountability partner. This is somebody that you can tell when you're doing something bad. They can let you know. Or when you're doing something that you're not happy with, they can tell you, okay, well, it's not the greatest thing, but you're still a child of the Most High. You still need to forgive yourself. You still need to keep it moving. It's that type of spiritual friend. It is that type of friend that you know that you can be completely transparent and it's safe to be transparent because it's not going to knock you back by sharing or exposing. It is when we reveal, not reveal to everybody, but it's when we reveal to God places certain people in our lives and he will give you the discernment to know, you know what, I can truly open up with this one. And the way that person won't judge you, you know you will reciprocate the same type of friendship towards them and the same thing that you give and they give you, it'll be the same. It'll bounce back and forth. And so that's safe and that's healthy because whatever we hold in, it gives Satan room to just play
right.
with our minds, play with our heads.
And you have to know, too,
so that's really good.
Back to what Shanika said, you have to know, too, that and I hope it's okay to share this, Tika, but, you know, I'm sure,
yeah, sure
and vice
girl.
Versa, but I'm sure I know that there's been some things that I've said that Tika has not wanted to hear. And same to me. You know, I know that. And in some cases, she'll be like, I'll talk to her for a minute, and she won't. But, you know, but it comes back around. And it's, so you have to know that, yes, it's just like children. Brandon, I love Brandon, but Brandon's not going to want to hear everything I say. Does that mean I care? I don't care. I'm going to say it. You're going to hear it one way or the other. It's my duty. It's my job to tell you. It doesn't mean I know it all, but
yes.
It just means that whereas if Tika's going through something, her emotions, her feelings, her hurts, her pains are tied into that. Not that I'm not as well because she's my friend and I don't want her to hurt, but I can clearly see some things because I'm not so tied up in it. Same with me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going through some things. Then she can say, no, wait. And she has. She has had to, and so have some of my other friends as well. Times where I've been ready to do something, say something, and they've had to say, now, Tammy, that is just not right. You are wrong. Was that what I wanted to hear? Absolutely not. Did I want them to be on my side? Absolutely yes. But you don't want those kind of friends in your life. It's like the book Erica Murray, we had her on, the CEO to the Power of You. You want friends who stab you in the front, not in the back.
Mm-hmm.
Those are people that you want in your life who will help you be strength,
you.
Have
mm-hmm.
strength, will mm-hmm. help you to survive when you're in a time that you feel you need some help, someone to remind you that I am already a survival. In order to be that way, you know, you're going to have to hear the truth sometimes. You have to be open to it. So, and just for me, Stacey, again, thank you. I don't feel like you have to hang on with
thank
it, but you are
Stacey.
Still online with us. We have another caller. So, Stacey, were, did you have anything else to add?
Not at the moment.
Okay. Well, if you do, just I'm going to take you out, put you on mute. If you do, just let me know, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thanks for sharing, as always.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, we have a caller from the 678 area code, last four, 9759. You're on the air with us.
Hey, Tika. Hey, Tammy.
Hi.
Hello.
Can you hear me fine?
We can hear you.
Yeah.
Okay, I wanted to come in because you guys talked about the topic tonight, the strong will survive. And I have to tell you that a week and a half ago, I'm a very strong person. I have faith and sometimes that faith can be tested. But a week and a half ago, I was struggling spiritually. I mean, really struggling. Because my life is very busy. I like to stay busy. When I'm not busy, my mind begins to wander. And when I have that downtime, I begin to think about the things I don't have versus the things I do have. And sometimes what I don't have begins to overpower me. And a week and a half ago, that's what I was going through. I started to do some irrational things and just happened to test myself and say, you know what, let me call up my cousin, my favorite cousin, and talk to her about these things, and I did, and find out that she was struggling spiritually as well. But sometimes I say to myself that, you know, God, sometimes I don't feel worthy of you because sometimes I second guess you. But I have to say that in the midst of it all, I know that there's a purpose for my life. I know that God has something greater for me because I know where he bought me from. See, I'm supposed to be a statistic, and I'm not right now. I'm being led in the right way. I'm letting God lead me the right way. But it's so easy sometimes. It is really easy. If you don't stay prayed up, if you don't have the faith, it is so easy to fall back, let your mind fall back and wander back about other things. But being strong-minded, strong-willed, you know, sometimes I feel like I'm on top of the world. You know, I'm at peace. Like right now, my life, I'm at peace. I really can say I'm at peace because if I don't get that husband, if I don't get those twins, I have to be content with what God has already done for me. And he has done a lot. Sometimes I walk around in his house and I say, God, why you chose me to do these things? Why did you choose me to go through what I've been going through, or what I went through as a child to now, to see, you know, look at what you've done for my life. Look at the job I have. Look at my house. You know, I have a car. You know, I don't have to beg anybody for it. Not saying I don't need anybody, but God has made it, you know, ways where I don't have to beg anybody for something. You know what I'm saying? I mean, God is, man, he's amazing. And if you just stay prayed up and stay in the Word, I guarantee you life is going to change. But we do have those spiritual struggles. And, you know, I'm putting mine on the line. I can tell you, you know, sometimes I just sit sometimes. And when I have that downtime, I cannot stand downtime because I know that mind is going to start wondering. But what I do is if my mind begins to wonder, I start putting in, like, gospel CDs. And sometimes I go around, start praying in the house, or saying, devil, get out of here. You know, you're not welcome here. Get out of here. But begin to just start praising and worshiping, you know. So that's one of the things that have gotten me through. Not one of the things, the thing that has gotten me through life. And then when you talk about sisterhood, I can tell you I belong to the sister circle here in Atlanta. And what goes on in the circle stays in the circle. But it is about sisterhood. And for those who don't have a circle or don't have that person that they can go to, find somebody, please. It is so, so important to be able to talk to somebody. And like Stacy said, a lot of times we don't go to our best friends or somebody we love because we don't want to be told the truth. We don't want to be told, you know what, you just sound miserable. Or you need to get out of that rut you're in and pick yourself up. And I agree with Tammy. Get out, go to the movies by yourself, go out and eat by yourself, do something, you know. So that's what I wanted to say tonight, that for me, a week and a half ago, my life, I was just in a spiritual struggle. And we all fall short. Nobody's perfect in this world. We all fall short, but we have to get up and rise above it all. And I would say this. My church, Stockbridge Assembly of God, we're celebrating our 75th year anniversary. And I was so inspired yesterday because Sister Catherine, who is, what, she's 91, I think, 91 or 92. She got saved when she was 16 years, and she's been in Christ for 75 years. And to just sit there and witness her speak about God and the obstacles that she's still overcoming today, I mean, I was inspired. Who am I when I look at this woman? Who am I? You know, she just inspired me. So I tell all of you guys, you know, stay prayed up. And if you know somebody that needs help or needs you, be willing to have an open mind. Be willing to listen. Don't be so judgmental. And I would just say be there for that person. So that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you so much for sharing.
Yeah, thank you again. Like Tika said, Tasha, thank you. I was just, when you say stay prayed up, I wanted to just kind of share on, you know, I think when I was going through that last week and the week before, one of the reasons is because I really feel like I just had disconnected from my source. You know, I wasn't praying as much. I wasn't reading as much. I was just kind of busy going about doing some things. We have to be sure that we stay connected in prayer. When you talk about that 92-year-old or 93, whatever the age is of that lady, you know, when I think about prayer, I think about my elders, the people that inspired me, my grandparents and so forth. When I think about what they endured and what time they came up, but still you saw such peace in them. You saw such peace. I mean, when I think about that and I wonder, how did they just get through? How did they endure during such a time when we have so much? We have so much more than they ever had, than they could have dreamed for. But yet we are still high in depression. People are on pills. People have to take a pill to get up and take a pill to go to sleep. How are we have so much and we still are longing for so much more? It's because we are so disconnected from our source. Back in that day, prayer came before anything. Back in that day, in the house, if you didn't wake up and go to church, you didn't go anywhere. And I said that on the show before. I remember my grandmother told me, if you sick today on this Sunday, you're going to be sick the rest of the week because you won't be going anywhere. So guess what? I got well. They need to make you go to church, but we got to see them living that life, or at least attempting to live that life. Now we just don't care. Your mama will take you to church, and before they get out of the church ground, they cussing you out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Wow.
So, friends, people, stay connected. And I must say, when God feels far away, guess who moved? Because the show ain't God. Because we talk about tonight, God don't change.
God doesn't change.
He is today who he will be tomorrow. He was yesterday who he is today.
And forever, yeah.
And forever, ever. So while we walking around talking about all these changes and this strength, and that's why I say I'm already a survival. Mm-hmm. So surviving, but I know this. That's why we have to keep that circle so that when we feel like we are defeated, or I'm feeling defeated, because it doesn't mean you won't feel it sometimes, but that's when I need to be able to call my sister and say, hey, or my brother, hey, I'm going through it.
Tim, I wanted to share share a scripture, but then I want to share a little bit more because we're talking about survival and we're talking about what it means to be strong and what it means to persevere and to win. But it says, the scripture, Romans 15:1-2, it says, we who are strong have an obligation to bear with the failings of the weak and not to please ourselves. It says, let each of us please his neighbor for his good to build him up. And in this scripture, I found that when it's talking about the strong and the failings of the weak, and let us build up his neighbor for the good, that means completing others versus competing with others. We're always so busy competing with others. But we if we're all one, we're supposed to do our part in completing others. And a whole lot of us do our parts in depleting others, like we talked about depleting. But one, there was a lady that I worked with, and she's a marathon runner. She's in her 50s, I think mid-50s, and she's a marathon runner. And when you see her, she just looks like an average, regular 50-plus-year-old, you know, middle-aged woman. She's, you know, attractive woman, but I don't see muscles. I don't see, you know, anything. I don't see just throbbing, bulging legs or anything like that. But when she told me she ran her first marathon when she was 40 years old, and I'm like, you ran it at 40? And she explained to me, she said, because a marathon is 26 miles, and that's farther than a lot of us really realize, that that's something they continue to run. And I've been told that she told, it was actually her that told me, to run a marathon is 90% mental and 10% physical. And I said, really? She says, yes. To be a marathon runner, you're not physically strong. You have to be mentally strong, because that is not an easy challenge. And, you know, there's a group of runners, because she's a part of a group of runners, and she talks about how positive they all are. And I'm like, really? She says, you have to be positive to consistently run 26 miles without quitting. And talking about not quitting, and that made me just realize our mind can do, not our mind, but our body can do whatever it is that our mind tells it can do. When we tell our mind that you can keep going, when our mind tells our body that you can keep going, we can. But in turn, when our mind tells our body, we got to quit, we quit. So mind over matter, meaning no matter what, your mind is more powerful than anything. The body answers to the mind. The body conforms to the mind, and with the mind, that's why it's so strong in realizing that mindset is what causes the body to walk and get in areas out of order. So that's the mental muscle that we're talking about building. You have to build your mental muscle, not your physical muscle, but what you may be going through. Just like Tasha mentioned, some of the things you're going through, she says, you know, why did you choose me? It's amazing the life training that we get, and we have no idea who is intended to encourage or who is intended to hold that person's hand. We have no idea the things that we go through. It's not always intended for us. What we go through is intended for us to be a vessel used to complete others, and not the worldly reason and not the worldly cause of competing with others. And so the mental muscle, once our mental muscle builds, our mental muscles is what helps us fight our mental battles. Because mental battles, you know, you've heard the saying of the battlefield of the mind in the Joyce Meyer book, The Battlefield of the Mind, and you've heard the pastor say, the battle is in your mind. The battle that you're having is in your mind. The battle with yourself is in your mind. So it's unseen. That's an unseen battle. But if you don't have the mental muscle telling you and pushing you and encouraging you to persevere through that unseen battle, You cannot fight those unseen chains. You cannot fight those unseen prison bars. You cannot fight that unseen disguise that comes by way of lies and deception. One of our pastors, one of the services that we're going through right now is the I'm not blank enough. I'm not good enough. I'm not pretty enough. I'm not smart enough. I'm not this enough. These are the things that stay in our mind and float in our mind and move in our mind. And like I said, these are the unseen chains. These are the unseen chains that keep us defeated. So defeat is not physical, just like the strength we're talking about, it's mental. It's the mental strength that we have to persevere, to not quit, to know that no matter what, I won't lose because I want to win. I want to win in life. I want to succeed in life. I want to succeed in what I do. I don't want to quit. I don't want to give up. I don't want to give in. But defeat is mental. It's not physical. Strongholds are mental. They're not physical. Strongholds are unseen chains. They're not physical. But that voice that you hear saying, I can't have this. I can't do this. I can't be this. I can't become this. I can't go here. I can't say this. I can't do this. That's unseen. That's that quiet voice in our mind. But that voice is tied to, of course, deception, lies. That voice takes away that inner fire that used to be a burn in us, that used to be our fire-burning drive that we used to have. But once a decade or two decades went by and we wound up making some choices that, in turn, we said life kicked us here and knocked us here and fell on us here, and it just snuffed out that fire. But then in those unseen chains and with that unseen voice, it's another voice connected to that voice. It's not just your voice saying it, but there's another voice that was possible in snuffing out and blowing out your fire. There's another voice that whispered through your mind that stole those dreams, that was a part of snatching away your dreams. There's another voice that snuck in lies and told you the things that you couldn't do or couldn't reach for or couldn't climb after or couldn't be. There's another voice that we don't realize, and that other voice is unseen. Those battles are unseen. Those chains are unseen. But there's another voice, just like in this scripture where it says, the strong have an obligation to bear the feelings of the weak and not to please ourselves. It says, let each of us please his neighbor for his good. And one thing I've realized in reading the Bible, there are so many passages that is speaking and saying what we do and how we're to treat one another, because we are all one. And if you really, really could grasp the concept of how I treat him is how I will be in turn treated, not meaning that he's going to treat me just like I treat him, but the next person will, and the next person, and the next person. Excuse me. If I knew that what I do today is going to come back to impact my life tomorrow, I'm serious. If you really stop and think about that, be careful of what you do, because once you're careful of what you do, you won't have the type of battles in your mind that some wrong choices have made, and some deceit and deceiving avenues of your mind have made. There is an unseen enemy that we do not realize that shares in speaking defeat to us. He shares in our unseen mental change, our unseen strongholds. There's another voice that lies to us through pieces of deception that's attached to truth. A lot of times when we read in God's Word, we'll read God's Word and we'll say, well, yeah, God's Word applies to me. But then you have this voice, this unseen voice telling you, but it doesn't apply to you. Remember what you did right here, or remember what you did back this year, or remember how you didn't help this person, or remember. It's unseen lies and deceit attached to whatever it is you're saying to yourself. There's also an enemy that comes unseen that will keep you rolling in those areas of mental strongholds and mental bondage. And I just want to share the scripture that produces that clearly states that, and that's in Genesis 3:1-24. It says, now the serpent was more crafty than any other beast of the field and the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, did God actually say you should not eat of any tree in the garden? And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees in the garden, but God said, you should not eat of the fruit of the tree that is in the midst of the garden. Neither shall you touch it, lest you die. But then the serpent said to the woman, you will not surely die, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be open, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. And so when I say there's truth lined with deception, when you're speaking to yourself and when you're hearing, you know, those voices in that unseen time, like we mentioned, have an accountability partner. Don't sit and have that idle time by yourself, because there's an unseen voice, an unrecognizable voice that will come and will always be that form of deception. And it will keep you from winning. It will keep you from persevering. It will keep you from succeeding. And when it will keep you from reaching all the goals and the dreams and the desires that God has planned and designed you to have and to be.
Okay, thank you, Tika. Thank y'all for staying on, because this is just better than good. So it's just, I'm just so thankful. And I have a message from one of our listeners that I wanted to get in. She was not able to call in, but she is listening. So, and this is from Jocasta, and it says, "Eat it just as it is. Your life is like a garden that needs to be tended. We are walking around with a lot of weeds in our garden. The weeds are blocking the light, meaning the sun can't get all the way in. Can't get all the way in, not the sun, but the sun." Okay, S-O-N. We need to pluck some of those weeds that allow this battle to stay. The mental battles are the worst, and that's what Tika was talking about. And as Tika was talking, you know, so true. Those mental battles are the absolute worst. We just came out of one. Tika and I just came out of one. Our other caller just advised that she was going through one. But you guys, when Tika were talking, I had this funny thought. You know, we are prepared. We should be prepared for those battles, and we have to remind ourselves, like Tika was saying, those spiritual warfares are something else. Satan comes to rob, steal, and kill, and we know this. So when those things come in our mind that we know are not of truth and of good, we already know to cast them out.
Yes.
And I remember Tika telling me a couple times over the last few weeks that she's just had to catch some thoughts and just almost just feel like she had to throw them out, because she had to remind herself of God's word to get her through. And as she was talking just a minute ago, you know, I love visuals. And I was just thinking about, you know, what would you think if someone, it's just pouring rain, and they're walking through that rain holding the umbrella in their hand. That would be funny. I would just think they got to be crazy. I mean, it's pouring rain. So we have the equipment needed.
Protection.
We have God's
mm-hmm.
word. We have his favor. We have all of that on our lives. So don't walk through the rain holding your umbrella in your hand. Use it. And it's like Jocasta saying, you know, pluck those weeds out. It's like your garden. That's why I don't have one, because I just don't have time to pluck my own weeds and the flowers. I just don't have time for all that. I'm sorry, they're pretty, but I don't have time for all that.
They do.
Those you guys, just remember what we're dealing with. But like Tika said, remember, when your mind goes somewhere, call somebody or get that word out. Like Tika said, George Myers said, do you go to the phone or the throne? We might need to stop putting the phone down a little bit and go to the throne first. Then pick
yes.
up the phone. But
oh,
pray.
Yes.
Talk to somebody. And we even talked more last night, Tika and I. Do you go to Facebook? We're just amazed by the number of posts and things that we see on Facebook from children, from mothers, from fathers, from adults. I wonder how the parents got so much time to post every 30 minutes. I mean, between work and cooking and cleaning and baseball and whatever, how much time do you have? So we're amazed. So do you go to Facebook or do you go to the good book? Because this may be why you're feeling
That's
defeated and without strength that you can't survive. So
you run
we didn't mean to hold
answer.
You this
yes.
tonight. Thank you all for listening. Tika and I really did say we were just going to make this a quick show, but it was not. I'm so thankful that my notes, I couldn't get to print them to print out because I didn't even need them. So I'm thankful. Tika, it's all yours. Just you guys don't walk through the rain with your umbrella. You've got all that it takes. So I'll close there. Tika, go ahead and you have about a minute left, a minute and a half.
Okay. I just want to, there's a daily devotional that I read called Jesus Calling, and I want to share with you what it had to say about, it was yesterday's reading because I liked it much better than today's, but God says, I designed you to live in union with me. This union does not negate who you are. It actually makes you more fully yourself. When you try to live independently of me, you experience emptiness and dissatisfaction. You may gain the whole world and yet lose everything that really counts. Find fulfillment through living close to me, yielding to my purposes for you. Though I may lead you a long path that feel alien to you, trust that I know what I'm doing. If you follow me wholeheartedly, you will discover facets of yourself that were previously hidden. I know you intimately, far better than you know yourself. In union with me, you are complete. In closeness to me, you are transformed and more. You are transformed more and more into the one I designed you to be. So just in closing, this right here lets us know that when we walk with him, he completes us. Nothing in this world makes you whole and gives you wholeness other than God. So in union with God, you are complete. These scriptures was taken from Mark 8 and 36, Psalm 139, 13 through 16, and 2 Corinthians 3, 17 and 18. Thanking our listeners for tuning in to another night. God bless you all, and hope that you join us again next Monday. Good night.
Thank you. Remember to remove trash can and go out and do something tomorrow that you have never done before, and do it alone. Thank you. Have a good night.
Good night.